April 9th, 1901. If fervors and virtues are not well rooted in the humanity of Jesus, as tribulations or unfavorable circumstances arise, immediately they wither. As I was in the fullness of the delirium, I was speaking nonsense, and I believe I also mixed some defects with it. My poor nature felt all the weight of my state. The bed seemed worse to it than the state of those who are condemned to prison. It would have wanted to free itself of this state, with the addition of my refrain, that it is no longer will of God, and this is why Jesus does not come. And I kept thinking of what I should do. While I was doing this, my patient Jesus came out from within my interior, and with a grave and serious appearance, and such as to strike fear in me, he said to me, "What do you think I would have done had I found myself in your position?" "In my interior," I said, "well, certainly the will of God." And he again, "Well then, that is what you're doing." And he disappeared. The gravity of our Lord was such that in those words he spoke to me, I felt all the power of his word, not only creative, but like a destroying fire. My interior was so shaken by those words, oppressed, embittered, that I did nothing but cry. I remembered especially the gravity with which Jesus had spoken to me, so much so that I did not dare to say, "Come." Now, being in this position, in the afternoon I did my meditation without asking for him, when all of a sudden he came, and with a sweet appearance, all changed compared to the morning, he told me, "My daughter, what a disaster. What a disaster is about to happen." And as he was saying this, I felt all of my interior changed, that he was not coming for no other reason other than the chastisements. At that moment, I saw four venerable persons who were crying at the words which Jesus had spoken. But blessed Jesus, wanting to cheer himself, spoke a few words about virtues, and then he added, "There are certain fervors and certain virtues which seem like those saplings that grow around certain trees. Since they are not well rooted in its trunk, if a strong wind comes, or a chill a little more intense, they wither. And even though after some time it may be that they become green again, yet, being subject to the intemperance of the air, and therefore to changing, they never become grown-up trees. Such are those fervors and those virtues which are not well rooted in the trunk of the tree of obedience, that is, in the trunk of the tree of my humanity, which was all obedience. As tribulations or unfavorable circumstances arise, immediately they wither, and they never come to producing fruits for eternal life.